Hello, welcome back. This is episode 2 of season 2 of the Not God Pod.
It is indeed. I was just saying how it feels like it's been such a long time since we recorded. It's been exactly a month. So I'm not sure what happened. All I can say is, I guess let's blame it on like the January, February vibes, because they are a void.
Yeah, we feel like we've forgotten how to do this.
Yeah.
In the space of 4 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, and I have. I am literally just now putting my screen the way that it needs to be put. So not going too well.
Today is a bit of a like live. This does, we do edit this to like save you listening to us being like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But like a figuring out as we record of some concepts that we think it might be useful for us to understand, that we think are interesting, that we think it might be useful for you to understand. So yeah, we might be getting it completely wrong. Mm-hmm. We might change our opinion mid-episode. But we hope you enjoy this discussion. So basically today we wanted to kind of discuss the terminology of like interdisciplinary, multidisciplinary, transdisciplinary, cross-disciplinary, all the other disciplinary plus prefix terms.
Which we definitely did not just Google to have all of them.
We have a basic definition and we're going to riff off it. But we thought it's interesting because we're very aware that our work is in one or more of these categories, depending on the project, depending on the day, like, because we have different disciplines within our skill sets of like movement stuff, dance stuff, poetry stuff, so on and so forth. And yet when we come to try and quantify that, if we're writing like applications for stuff, copy for a show, even just trying to like plan something, we find ourselves a bit tied up in knots about what it is that we're actually doing.
Yeah, how to actually define ourselves. And that plus I have been kind of probably not researching enough, but like thinking a lot about like, yeah, the disciplines or the categories or whatever that we like place ourselves in a more wide art field, as well as just within theatre and performance. And interestingly enough, we've come across a term that we only vaguely knew before that might describe us, maybe.
But who knows?
If you can use said term accidentally, I'm not sure.
So with that preamble,
yeah,
we have 6 different terms that we kind of want to talk through, riff off, share some thoughts about like what they actually mean in a creative context and how they perhaps relate to our work, those kinds of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one that we have is intradisciplinary, which seems to mean just working within a single discipline.
Yes, so not to be confused with interdisciplinary.
Like the intranet, like if you work somewhere and they have an intranet, that's like the thing that's just within that one workplace or a company, rather than the internet, which can connect you to other things. So this would be, for example, like this is a contemporary dance piece.
Yes, although I would argue that anything that is contemporary is more and more and less defined, but perhaps it's something like this is a ballet, or this is a painting.
It also is very, and I think it's going to be a theme throughout this whole thing, is like, can you be like pure in a discipline, if that makes sense?
Yeah.
Or are you always taking influence from other disciplines? Like whether that's like what is happening in like film and TV is influencing theatre, or you're putting elements of dance into your theatre, even if you're being like, all we are doing in this piece is acting, or all we are doing in this piece is like ballet dancing.
Yeah.
It's like,
I think like just by the fact that my instant reaction to like contemporary dance is interdisciplinary, being like, is it because it's contemporary, because it feels like less and less possible for people to stay within within their lane? But no, that's not what I'm saying. Just like to stay within like yeah, they want discipline because everything is just slowly melding together. There's so much more. Like, if you think about it, the last, basically since the internet exists, culture is so much more accessible, even if it's, you know, culture as in a TV show, films, music, anything, that I think it's impossible for people to not be influenced in one way or another.
Yeah, it's like, well, you can separate it out into a vacuum, and yeah, the only things that you perhaps can get even close to doing that are things that are very technical.
Yeah, actually, maybe it's worth mentioning that most of these words come from like scientific fields,
like academic research, and a lot of it is talking about research methods. But I think for us it applies quite neatly, because I think for us, like, our rehearsal process is also always a research process.
True.
Which is, I think, partly to do with the way that we were trained as performance makers. But yeah, it is very like, what methods are we using to figure out what this show is?
Yes, which is usually just whatever is exciting us in that moment.
So, for example, like, intradisciplinary in the kind of, I guess, original context would be like, we are, I don't know enough about science to correct analogy, but it would be like, we are using like a specific quantitative research method to investigate. It's like, we're doing a statistical analysis of something, rather than being like, we're going to take this thing that like mathematicians use, and then maybe this thing that's commonly used in like history research, I don't know, and like put them together to do this project. Yeah, so perhaps intradisciplinary is possible in non-creative things in a way that it isn't necessarily in creative things. Maybe nothing can actually exist in a vacuum and we're just pretending it can.
Well, I do think that for a lot of things. I feel like that the idea of thinking about labels to me isn't very new as a queer person as well. But yeah, like, labeling things whenever I think about it too intensely always seems a little bit arbitrary, because I'm just like, but we're just making it up.
And a lot of it is basically just about creating like a shorthand, right? Like, it's just like, oh, this has been done this way before. We'll name it, and then we can be like, doing this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we have this like tacit agreement of what we're talking about, rather than it actually being like, no, this is this and this is this, and that
stays.
Is it, you know? And actually, probably if you track something that seems very one thing, like the history of it or the like development of it, you would be able to see the like influence and change regardless of what field or specific thing it is, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to assume that as people, we get influenced, and I think it must be, no matter what you're doing, you end up being influenced by other things, like within your field, outside of your field. Again, I am not a scientist or a prop academic, but I am assuming this just makes sense to me on like a human level.
This is our hypothesis.
Yes.
Okay. So that's our thoughts on intradisciplinary as a concept.
Yeah. Here's a few that are kind of the opposite of that, but I'm still a little bit,
this is where we get a bit confused about where we fit within this,
mm-hmm.
what they mean, what the differences are. We have the idea of cross-disciplinary, which is what we thought transdisciplinary was, cross-disciplinary, which is viewing one discipline from the perspective of another.
Which you had explained earlier quite well, being like, oh, some scientists are saying, oh, we could really use like this humanitarian study in this scientific research. So, right? That's what we're saying?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Something else.
Oh, good. Okay.
Cross-disciplinary would be like, for example, perhaps something like this technique from ballet, what would that be as an acting technique?
Right.
Does that make sense? I might be wrong. I don't know. I'm making this up.
No, okay. So yeah, okay. Taking...
That makes sense.
I think that makes sense. You look at something through a different lens.
Yes. It's like, but what like would a... this thing from this discipline be if it was in this discipline?
Okay, yeah. So that's kind of what I was doing with my dissertation before we got kicked out of anything live.
Yeah.
Good to know. I wasn't aware that that's what I was doing.
Like, it's literally being like, what if you imagine like disciplines as being like little different machines?
Mm.
It's like, what would happen if we took this part out of this machine and put it into this machine? What would it do? What would it look like? What would it function as?
But is it putting it there, or is it just like standing from there and looking at it?
It's like, let's see what this could do.
Mm.
If we, you know?
Okay.
That's cross-disciplinary.
Can it only be two different disciplines?
I think you could, for example, I'm going to take this thing from, this thing from ballet and this thing from, I can't think of enough creative disciplines, like this thing from sculpture.
Sure.
And put both of them into this bit of like live art. What do they do?
Yeah. Or does that then become interdisciplinary?
I don't think so.
Okay. Why?
I think in... Okay, so let's go to interdisciplinary.
Yeah.
So interdisciplinary is integrating knowledge and methods from different disciplines using a real synthesis of approaches, which I think would be about being like, oh, you know what I really love about, Stanislavski is that this thing he does is really useful for this. And then somebody else going, oh, you know what I really love about this bit of dance technique is that this thing is really interesting for this. And then the being like, how do we put those two different things together in our creative process or our research process or our performance in an interesting way? So it's not about being like, what would this dance thing look like if it was an acting thing? It's about being like, hey, I know lots about this acting thing. You know lots about this dance thing. What would happen if we put that knowledge together to make something new? Okay, it's so.
Multidisciplinary so. Then.
Okay. Right, so cross-disciplinary is like, let's see what happens if we turn this thing into this thing.
Okay.
Interdisciplinary is what would happen if we put this thing and this thing together to make something new. Multidisciplinary, which the definition we have for multidisciplinary is people from different disciplines working together, each drawing on their disciplinary knowledge, is let's have this thing and this thing alongside each other. We're not actively trying to synthesize them into something new. We're being like, oh, great, we have all of these skills in the space to research with or create with.
Yeah, this is where I start to just get frustrated with the amount of terminology because...
Yeah.
Because imagine being in a rehearsal process and you've said, like, we are multidisciplinary. We have a bunch of different people from a bunch of different disciplines. Everyone's interested in something different and we're not going to integrate them together. We're just going to, like, stage them together and say that they're whatever. Have them live alongside each other, like you said.
Yeah.
How on earth would that never turn into then being interdisciplinary? That seems ridiculous to me.
It's also like, again, worth noting that these don't words aren't specific to a creative process.
Yes, correct.
And that in, say you've like proposed a research method for like a study, you can't just change what you're doing halfway through because you're like, oh, I found out these go together. What you can be like is like,
yeah.
this person has the specific skill set in this, so they're doing that bit. This person has a specific skill set in this, so they're doing that bit. Like how, say, on like the direction of a play, you might have like, this is our movement director, this is our like, this is the person who wrote the thing, this is somebody like, you know.
Mm.
But you're not being like, let's create a, like, you're using each of those skills on the bit of the thing that requires it rather than trying to actively fuse them. I think what we do in our work is interdisciplinary.
Yeah, I think
primarily probably. I think we have like been in probably all of these boxes at different times, but I think,
yeah,
because for example, like if it's us two in a room, it's like you bring like dance and movement knowledge and I bring knowledge of like language and writing.
Mm.
But we are actively trying to
put it together,
synthesize those, and the more we work, the more we have our own method of synthesizing movement and language. So that is interdisciplinary, rather than being like, we're going to make a show, you're going to work on the movement and I'm going to work on the text.
Yeah, that's,
which would be multidisciplinary.
Well, that almost kind of happened in rights, where we were working virtually and it was much more difficult to
because you can't synthesize in the same way there.
Yeah. So okay, look, we're discovering things about ourselves.
It's like a very subtle and shifting difference there. And I think in a creative process, it can be like we took a multidisciplinary approach and we ended up with an interdisciplinary output.
Yeah. But so it's a conclusion we're drawing on, basically, kind of what I think we already knew, where using scientific and or academic terminology in practical creative practice doesn't really quite work as well as a lot of people would seem to really want it to work.
It's also just very like these categories are like a massive Venn diagram with lots and lots of overlap.
Yeah. Okay, so there's one more that kind of overlaps in this that we haven't mentioned. So
we also have transdisciplinary, which we thought the definition for this was what is actually the definition for cross-disciplinary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not.
No, but I guess it does also make sense what it actually is.
Yeah. So it's basically creating a unity of intellectual frameworks beyond the disciplinary perspectives. So transcending disciplines.
Yes. Yeah.
Is the context they're using the trans prefix in.
Yes.
As in to transcend, not as in to
transition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes kind a lot of more like, sense. I just said that.
Yeah.
Can we think of an example of what that actually means?
Okay. A unity of intellectual frameworks.
Yeah.
Does that mean taking an interdisciplinary approach and then throwing it away?
Maybe.
Because a unity of intellectual frameworks, is that not using a real synthesis of approaches, as it says in our definition of interdisciplinary? Yeah.
I am wondering if stuff like crip theory would fall under this, and then to give an academic example, because it basically joins together queer theory and disability studies into a new framework.
Interesting.
Rather than being like, so I think it might be about the extent and level to which you push the boundaries rather than about the actual method. Okay,
which in that case begs the question of, is it different to, and if it is, how is it different to anti-disciplinary, which is what we were mentioning earlier we might be doing subconsciously unknowingly.
I understand how it's different to anti-disciplinary. I think what I'm less clear on is how it's different to interdisciplinary, but I think the difference is less about like the amount of things that have combined and how, and about how you frame it. But I think it sits somewhere in the middle of those two.
Okay.
Because we're still recognizing the disciplines we're working with.
Okay, yes.
To unify them, but the unifying is done with the intention of moving beyond those boundaries. Whereas anti-disciplinary is about collaboration without acknowledging that those disciplines as a starting point or as a part of that. It's about just being like people collaborating to do this, where the discipline is not of either consciously not acknowledged or not of importance. But I think transdisciplinary might be about being like, we recognize that here these are these disciplines, but what if we considered them working together like this in a way that could allow us to move beyond the limitations of them?
Okay, yeah. I guess I'm now also stuck on the difference between trans and interdisciplinary.
I think it's about the like political intentionality of it.
Okay.
Interdisciplinary is like, we have these, we're trying to synthesize them. Great. Wasn't that useful? Transdisciplinary is like, these like kind of demarcations exist, but what if we unified them into this new framework that might actually let us move beyond them? So it's like a step between interdisciplinary and anti-disciplinary.
Yeah. It sounds...
We might be wrong on this. We're making this up, by the way.
Yeah.
This is us trying to interpret some definitions based Shall on our I... knowledge of creative processes.
Yeah, I am going to Google transdisciplinary.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, an example of transdisciplinary. The early discussions of general systems theory. Oh, good. Marxism, structuralism, and feminist theory are sometimes cited as examples of a transdisciplinary approach.
Yeah, so like the example I gave was crip theory, and I think that would also make sense. Oh, I've also got here transdisciplinarity is generally defined by the inclusion of non-academic stakeholders in the process of knowledge production.
Okay.
Which is basically, and then it says, when transdisciplinarity is considered as a way of being, it is inseparable from personal life and extends far beyond the professional activities of a researcher.
Okay. So is it basically, is the difference between trans and interdisciplinary that interdisciplinary is taking very set disciplines and putting them together, and transdisciplinary is taking somebody who has a discipline, somebody who has a discipline, somebody who is just a person who happens to have some lived experience or interest or whatever, and then putting all of that together?
Yeah, basically it's about, or seems to be about to me, like radical combination of different sources of disciplinary knowledge.
Okay.
And I think what distinguishes it is the political ideology of like, we are trying to move beyond, rather than we are combining these things because it makes sense or to see what happens or whatever. It's like we want to consciously put, like, smash these things together to make something new and radical that then allows us to like progress politically. So
I'm still a little bit like but
I don't know.
I think all of this makes a lot more sense when defined in a more academic way.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the minute you try and put it into performance, especially like what I said at the start, contemporary performance, anything that is happening now, any people like us, and there's so many who are all somewhere within these definitions.
And a lot of it is like, it's some of it's like inherent, so you can't really do one without the other.
Exactly, in performance at least.
Yeah, but yes, that's our thoughts on that kind of cross multi inter trans disciplinary terminology. Yeah. Is that it's very, the differences are very nuanced, and that at least we find that we shift between them constantly.
Absolutely. Like, I don't think, basically I feel like interdisciplinary can't really exist without multidisciplinary.
Yeah, well, yeah, you need to have a multidisciplinary creative team to be able to make interdisciplinary work,
right? And then from that you might move into transdisciplinary if you're like, no, fuck all this.
Yeah, so then a step beyond that, we have antidisciplinary, which is basically just a rejection of disciplinary boundaries, but in a way that's like collaboration of different skills without acknowledging the demarcations of that. So it's not being like, oh, like we have a poet in the room and a dancer in the room and I don't know, writer in the room, or like somebody who has specialty in like film or whatever in the room, and we're going to collaborate, and we're not like, we're trying to synthesize, we're not too fussed about like if it's always the person who's the poet writing the poetry, or always, you know, like it's like everybody can collaborate to whatever. It's about like, we're not assigning those roles
at all
in the first place. We're here, we're gonna make something, which is quite straightforward.
Yes.
The only thing that we're unsure of with this one is whether antidisciplinary has to be like this is a conscious political or creative or ideological choice that we are making, or if it can be done accidentally. We think from our knowledge of the English language that adisciplinarity might be accidental, like with the disciplines are just not important to this creative process, whereas antidisciplinary is we are actively seeing what happens when we push against them.
Yeah, that would make sense.
Yes,
that would make
sense.
That
is our conclusion.
I do wonder whether if you set out to be anti-disciplinary, how quickly would you come into a situation where it just becomes apparent what everybody's disciplines are and what everybody
needs to like, do? And it's like, does it actually create a different way of working? Or is it just about framing it differently, right?
Right, exactly.
Because like if we were in a room and we weren't like being like taking the lead on this stuff, you're taking the lead on this stuff, but obviously we can contribute to whatever, I don't think we would work any differently, because it's just like I'm interested in these things and have, and you're interested in those things.
Yeah, I mean, which is, again, which is exactly how we work.
Yeah,
pretty much.
If anything, we'd be less efficient.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting concept.
It is, yeah.
And it perhaps if you have more like a bigger group or a group that doesn't already have an established like working relationship, then it is possible as an approach. But I don't think it's something that could coexist alongside our consciously interdisciplinary stuff, you know.
Yeah, I reckon so. I was wondering, do you remember the Cantor show we did with Sammy Metcalf? That's how you say his name. I'm just wondering whether maybe there was something a little bit anti-disciplinary within that, because I remember although then his style is very specific and I think very within one discipline, but then the way that he,
and also obviously Cantor had an interdisciplinary approach.
Yes.
Interdisciplinary approach took from art and consciously made it frameworks for like
theatre,
live art and theatre. But I also think in that show there was like people who were writers being asked to do the writing.
Well, like, oh yeah, no, there were.
Because why else would you do that? Why, like, how?
Yeah, how else do you do? Because there's no point. I think I did write like a short thing, but there is no point in asking somebody who isn't like actively, hi, I like writing, I am writer. There's like, when there is somebody who is doing that.
Yeah, and also you're still assigning them the role of writer. Like you're still being like, okay, this group are going to go and work on like the set, this group are going to go and work on these texts, this group are going to go and work on this like comedy segment we want. You're still
assigning it, true,
assigning roles, whether in like a student production you're necessarily assigning what people define themselves as is more a logistical
you're probably thing. Right,
but yes, those are our musings. I think we're going to wrap it up now because we've been recording for 36 minutes.
I have so many more questions, but fine.
Maybe we'll do a part two. We might try and get somebody on who either like is equally novice but has different opinions to us on this, or who actually
knows
the answer. So if that's you, please drop us an email.
Yeah, if you know the answers to this, do you know what would be super interesting? Would be to talk to somebody from like an academic or a scientist or somebody who uses these terms but in a different context and not a performance theater context, because
we're basically going, can this one be applied to performance?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Performance is a mess.
So yeah, we'd love that. So, yeah, this is not the end of this discussion. However, this podcast is going to be 40 minutes long. So
yes, and I don't want to edit it.
That's time for us to. But we hope you enjoyed. We'd love to hear your thoughts as always. If you'd like to contact us, either to tell us what you thought, or if you'd like to come on the podcast, you can find us at the Not God Complex on Instagram and Facebook, at Not God Complex on Twitter. And you can email us. Our email is thenotgodcomplex@outlook.com. We hope you enjoyed. We will be back next month with episode 3 of season 2. Share with your friends. Leave us a review. Thank you very much
for listening. Tell everyone about it.
And we will speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Goodbye.